Hello everyone. My name is Reginald Kochobe. I'm a Xhosa speaking South African of the Kwashi clan. Kwashis are descendants of the Khoisans, that is the Bush people, the Bushmen. My mother is from the Madiba clan. I was born a few decades back on a farm at Thomas River, a little settlement near Cathcart, in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. Now, well before my time in the early 1900s, period leading up to the mid-1900s, passing next to my grandparents' place, there was a national road. This road was linking the coastal towns, like East London in particular, with the bigger towns and cities inland, such as Bloemfontein. I'm told that travelers, a cross section of them, would at times stop over for a rest, a drink, or a chat, or whatever. They were more than welcome, of course, to stay a little longer so they could be integrated with the family and the culture. This was all done in the spirit of Ubuntu, which at that time in particular was a very, key thing in the philosophy of life of African people, where I am because you are, a spirit of compassion, love and all. Anyway, I was roughly 4 years old when my father left his parents with us, his immediate family. He went further south and settled on a farm, a place called Amabele, where him and my mother worked for the farm owner, him as a laborer, and my mother as a domestic worker. Up to that point, I had only lived in communities that were very organic and where none had ever been to church or school. However, they kept on. They were very faithful to their indigenous spiritual practices, their rituals, their initiations, ceremonies and all. They were very, dedicated to those. Anyway, I was on my seventh year when I first went to school, and that is also the time I first came into contact with the church. Long story short, after I matriculated, I found an office work with the government, and myself and two other blokes, we were sent to university to do information technology, after which we came back and worked for our sponsor in information technology. It is during this time in that I privately embarked on my path towards becoming igqirha, if you like, a sangoma. And then after 24 years in information technology, I eventually resigned and devoted my time to being igqirha. I was very excited to have all that time at my disposal to play in that space, to explore even other ways of getting people well. At the back of my mind all that time, I had this idea that there's got to be a way in which we can help people, a way that would be universal, a way that would be most effective. I wanted to be free and do things the way I see in my mind, the way I believe I should do them. Whilst not unsettling other people in what they were doing. Because I had this belief that we each have our own way of doing things. So I wanted to make sure that I find my way, no matter how long it took me. So that's why I was stuck with that idea. After I had left my work, I was challenged in, I found myself challenged in many ways. However, no matter how unworkable things were, no matter how unbearable life showed up as, I hung on to the idea that there is a solution out there. Maybe I'll find it, maybe I won't find it, I don't know. But I'm not giving up on finding that solution for myself, for my family, for mankind, eventually. So, this simple, ordinary way of getting people to be well, something that we all can have a handle on, something that would not require a senior degrees or degrees of anyway, higher education qualifications. That would not require a lot of money. That would not require any physical dexterity, excessive, that is. Something that would be simple, easy to access, easy to get around and, you know, use, employ in your life, no matter who you are, no matter your background. So with that in mind, I came across Jeremy's book, Freedom, on Facebook. At first, I was a lot skeptical. I thought maybe this was fake news. Then I thought, it's too good to be true. And then I thought, why don't I just download the book? It's free after all. Let me just download the book, read, and find out for myself. I was not aware at the time that this book is the book I've been looking for. I was simply not aware. And I really was very skeptical. But now, I say I am ready to join and support the World Transformation Movement. I think it's the best thing I can do with my life at this point in time. Before reading Jeremy's book, I had never heard of the term human condition. But now I know, now I understand. And because it is something that, it is a book that deals with the core of life. It deals with our core understanding, how we can understand things at the core, so we could move forward with a fuller understanding. There was a time when I tried myself to reconcile all these philosophies, sets of wisdom, whatever you call it, your religion, your science, your mysticism, politics, economics, education, all those things I tried to reconcile. But Jeremy's book is a complete synthesis of what I've been searching for, what I've been trying to understand. And it's presented in a way that I found very very practical, very simple, very practical. I have a great deal of admiration, yes, and respect for the many teachers and healers who found and still are finding solutions to our challenges. However, this book, Freedom, goes deeper than anything I know. It really is a privilege to have finally come across this book, and by extension, the World Transformation Movement. Hence, I have decided to open a center in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa. Jeremy's book, Freedom, is about Ubuntu, if nothing else. I'm very excited. It may not show when you're looking at me, but I am very excited about joining the World Transformation Movement. This is a movement that will take us all to our destiny together. Thank you very much.